Proclamation number 3308, dated the October 27th, 1944. Inner prompting is God's instruction. Subordination of will. God informs you of His instructions through your heart. As soon as you feel prompted to do something, as soon as you are driven to it from within, you will always be instructed by the voice of God. Providing you are making an effort to live according to God's will, that you thus strive towards Him and entrust yourselves to His guidance. Then you will be directed by His will such that you have the same will within yourselves because you have consciously submitted yourselves to His will. Only then may you comply with the prompting of your heart and your actions will be right and in accordance with God's will. Yet you must seriously scrutinize yourselves as to which power you give the right to guide you. Heartfelt prayer protects you from the opposing power. However, whatever you do without having requested God's blessing, whatever you do purely to improve your body's well-being, whatever those of you do who are completely apart from God are not His instructions but His adversaries, and they will damage the soul. The person striving towards God need never be afraid of thinking and behaving wrongly, because his attitude towards God also allows him to be accessed by spiritual forces and entitles them to protectively walk by the person's side, thereby also averting the influences of evil forces. Only the desire for God guarantees divine protection for a person. And anyone being divinely guarded cannot go astray. He can only do what benefits his soul. He is guided by God Himself and every path taken by Him is important and leads to the goal. Although the person acts according to his own discretion, inasmuch as his will impels him to undertake this or that action, it is nevertheless God's will which manifests itself through His will as long as the person gives in to the inner prompting. If, however, he pays no attention to this urging then he resists it, he becomes undecided since his will has not yet entirely submitted itself to God's will. And this is what he has to beware of, for it is always the result of praying less often. The more intimately he is in contact with God, the more clearly he will see his delineated path and the more willingly he will follow the instructions revealed to him by God through his heart. Only the distance from God deprives him of the keen sense for the divine will, for in that case he is to rely on himself and will be unsure as to what he should or should not do. And God's adversary makes use of such situations by tuning into a person's thoughts, by trying to impel him to base his every action on his own advantage. And then the person will have to fight, he will have to struggle in order to restore his connection with God again, which will gain him clarity of thought so that he will be able to resist the temptations. Anyone looking for God will not go wrong. However, the path of anyone excluding him will lead him astray. This is why nothing should be undertaken without a prayer for God's blessing, then people's thinking will be guided correctly and every activity shall incorporate God's will. Amen.